in relation to the issue of the challenge that's arose after Brexit, and particularly in relation to the vessels with Northern Ireland licenses being unable to land as they would have before into whatever any port of their choice, and that being restricted to ports which were designated for international landings, and there only had been two of those up to now, which was Killybegs and Castletown Bear. So obviously it's something that I've been talking to those fishermen about and consulting widely with, and engaging in tremendous depth with officials in my own department as well in relation to, and thankfully I've been able to come to an accommodation, I think, which will facilitate those fishermen to be able to continue to their livelihoods and continue to fish. From this day fortnight, from the 1st of February, Greencastle, Rathmullen, and Bortonport, as well as Killybegs and Castletown Bear, as before, and also as well now Rosseville and Galway and Howth on the east coast, will be designated for international landings as well, for both IUU purposes and also for North Atlantic Fisheries Commission purposes as well, which is what's required in order for these vessels to be able to land and to be able to land their products. So I think this is certainly an accommodation and a move which will now mean that to be able to operate. It's unfortunately, as a result of Brexit, there is going to be additional paperwork and red tape involved for any Northern Irish or third country, other British or third country vessel landing into the European Union, into the Republic, which is unavoidable. But one of those requirements and restrictions that have been in place since Brexit was the fact that you had to be able to land into a designated port. So from this day fortnight now, on a weekday basis, from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m., we're going to have four ports in Donegal, Greencastle, Rathmullen, and Bortonport, as well as Killybegs, and then three in the rest of the country. And I just want to acknowledge the patience of the fishermen concerned, and the engagement with them and with the sector also, with public representatives of my own party and other parties, my own party in particular, Councillor Martin McDermott and Councillor Liam Blaney, and several other public representatives too. But I think I hope it will be an accommodation and a resolution.
It seems quite a narrow window for fishermen. I'm not trying to pull any negatives out of this. I'm just trying to sort of really preempt what those within the industry might say. But whilst it is an accommodation and hopefully it will save people long, unnecessary and potentially dangerous journeys, that does seem like quite narrow, infrequent windows. That could create its own problems too. Why can't there? Is it a staffing issue that it can't be?
Yeah, it's an administration and oversight issue, obviously, because of the fact that these are now internationally designated ports. There is requirements in terms of oversight of them. So there's a role in terms of the SFPA, for example, having to oversee that. So there has to be engagement and capacity for them to administer it. And it wouldn't be unusual, certainly, for designated ports to have more restricted hours. So that's the reason. But I certainly think that it will enable the fishermen to be able to work with that and to be. Now, it's still going to present challenges. I mean, obviously, we can't. This isn't something we wished for. It's a reflection of what's happened as a result of Brexit, thankfully, because we had a deal, many issues which would have been a multiple of the challenge we're facing right now would have arisen. And for example, you know, all 1,900 vessels we have in our national fleet would have been blocked from accessing British waters entirely, or UK waters entirely, in a no-deal scenario, which would have been obviously on a scale of problems, many multiples of what this particular issue is. But certainly this issue is one that did result from the Christmas Eve deal and from Brexit, required thorough examination and in terms of seeing if there was means by which it could be accommodated. And certainly I think where previously we had two in the country, now we'll have seven, four of which will be in Donegal. And while unfortunately you can't bring back the situation which was there before and have a situation where every port can be landed into as had been the case before, this I think does provide an accommodation.
And is this a stopgap or a final solution, Minister?
No, I think it's certainly. I mean, I'll continue to monitor it as time goes on. There is significant additional resourcing required in order to be able to implement this. I'll certainly monitor it closely from this point forward. But you can't take away from the fact that there is additional challenges in terms of these other designations being required. And it took a fair amount of stretch and preparation to be able to make sure that this could be put up in a reasonable time frame. And I will monitor it from this point forward. I should say as well, it's for non-quota species at three of the four ports, at Greencastle, Burton Port, and Rathmullen, while Killybegs will be open for all for any type of landings, and I think certainly the boats that we're talking about here would be non-quota species.
And is this really our role within maintaining the EU border, the integrity of the union? Is this is why we are being compelled to do this? Like, in other words, we couldn't seek a derogation and from an Irish perspective and check it elsewhere or on export? Or, I mean, is there no other way around this? Or is this is where, look, effectively the EU border is at the pier at Greencastle and therefore we have to do this to comply with the EU?
Yeah, well, there are some accommodations involved for Northern Ireland vessels landing into the Republic, and also for some Republic vessels landing into Northern Ireland under the North-South Protocol. So, for example, SPS health cert checks are not a requirement, whereas for any other third country boat landing, they are necessary. But there's also other obligations. So, for example, the two designations that are required for these ports are the IUU designation, which is illegal, unreported, unregulated, which is an international designation, and also a Northeast Atlantic Fisheries Commission designation. And those are requirements which apply regardless, and are not negotiable as such. So, listen, there will be, unfortunately, as a result of Brexit, there is additional administration and red tape and documentation now required for fishermen that have Northern Irish vessels. That's not something that can be that can be removed. It's essential. But one of the key thing, for obviously from being able to continue their livelihood, and also in terms of a safety point of view, as you know from the coverage you give it yourself last week, up until this accommodation, which will take effect from 2 weeks from now, the only landing options were either Killybegs or Northern Ireland ports, both of which practically, in terms of the size of these boats, simply would have been unsafe and wouldn't have been doable. So I think this certainly, when you take it to the before now in Donegal, with a reasonable geographic spread across the county in terms of the location of Greencastle, Rathmullen, Burton Port and Killybegs, I think it is something which will allow these fishermen to be able to accommodate their livelihood.
And just remind us once again of the window, Minister, that you said that people would be able to use these ports.
Yeah, so Monday to Friday from 2 p.m. To 8 p.m. each day. So
all right, sorry, I misheard that. I actually thought it was one day a week. So it's Monday to Friday. No, okay,
Monday
right,
to
okay.
Friday,
so the window is actually really quite broad. Okay, I understand that. Sorry, I knew in the back of my head I might have picked you up wrong there, and I didn't want to misrepresent what you were saying. Okay, and in terms of our catch and our share, you know, we talked about this the last time, and I think really that's dealt with under negotiations going forward. I mean, you've been hearing from fishermen, I'm sure, since our last conversation. And you hear about them all the time. I'm not using this show as a timeline, but in terms of getting Ireland about a better deal, what's the process there? What's the prognosis there?
Yeah, well, I'd worked very closely, and the government had worked very closely with the fishing industry right throughout the Brexit negotiations in terms of putting a very strong national approach to both working with their European counterparts. But there's no doubt that from the outset, given the proximity of Britain to our own waters and to and the importance of many of the shared species, we were all really concerned about what the implications would be. Thankfully, while the British government were looking to take back 100% of the fish that EU fleets catch in their waters, that was confined to 25% of the fish between now and 2026 that the EU fleet, including ourselves, would catch in their waters. But there's no doubt that this has still led to a significant impact, which will be felt by our own fishing fleet and by other EU fishing fleets to varying extents, not to the same extent that ours will be. Overall, between now and 2026, it's a 15% overall drop in what our national quota is. So, listen, I'm not happy that we have any loss of fish at all. Certainly, I'll be making very clear now in terms of my engagements at EU Council levels. We've already been doing so in relation to our engagement with the EU Council and the Commission. The fact that we have taken a bigger hit here from the outcome of Brexit than some other member states. In terms of the common fisheries policy, and which will be the review of it will be coming up over the next period of time, and also in terms now of the upcoming common fishery council meetings, I'll be making that point very clear and doing all I can in terms of actually trying to ensure we get the best quota possible at a national level. But there's no doubt that's always challenging at a European level to achieve changes in relation to quota allocations. But certainly, I'll be fighting tooth and nail at European level, Greg, to try and get the best accommodation possible for our fishing sector.